Hi, my name is Frankie. Thank you for listening to Two My Mom. I never listen.
It is our pleasure on Nothing But Net to have the one and only Megan McConnell from Duquesne, the point guard that does it all, one of the better two-way players in the entire country. Megan, thanks for being with us on the pod.
Thanks for having me.
You know what? I don't even know where to start with you. I mean, I feel like I have watched you grow up inside college basketball. And of course, you have so many similarities to your family lineage in the game. Let's start there, because I know that is a big source of inspiration for you. Tell us a little bit about how you grew up inside the McConnell tree. And I mean, your dad's a coach, your sisters, or your aunts, I should say, Kathy and Susie, are so well decorated. Your brother, TJ, plays for the Pacers. I mean, just break it down for us a little bit.
I mean, yeah, they always joke like and say I was always born with a ball in my hands, like coming out of the womb. But no, every day I just remember, like, my childhood was based off of playing out. We have a basketball court outside our house. So that was basically my whole childhood. And my brothers would always be outside playing. And I would never be like, you know, the typical little girl playing with like Barbie dolls and stuff like that. And I would run outside and I'd want to play. And they would just yell at me and tell me it's too physical. Like, you can't play. You're going to get hurt. And so then they finally let me play. And I would go up for a shot or a layup, and they would just block my shot. And I'd run in crying. And then my parents would tell me to toughen up. So honestly, that shaped my whole childhood. And my brothers, like, just instilled this, like, toughness in me. And then, you know, just being around my dad, he was a high school coach for my brothers. And then he switched over to girls to coach me. But I remember just going to their practices literally every day on the sidelines. I would just be dribbling a ball. And so I was just always around it. And then, you know, like, seeing what my aunts have done in their careers, it's just, it was meant to be.
It's remarkable, really. I mean, it is meant to be. And I do believe you came out of the womb with a ball in your hand, because that's all the McConnells ever know. I always joke around about one of the bucket list items I have, as you know, is, and I've told you this many times, yeah, I want to be at that Sunday dinner, you know, where they're passing the salt and they're moving, you know, the ketchup around. And
that's literally what they do. It's like X's and O's is salt and pepper.
I love it. I love it. Well, let's see, you know, 38 minutes a game last year, 36 this year, you're down a couple, and you are more efficient because of it. You're one of five players in the country right now with 15 points, five assists, at least a minimum of that. I mean, your numbers are better than that, and rebounding. And right now, I mean, you are 4.16 steals a game, and Hannah Hidalgo at Notre Dame is 4.18. I looked it up this morning. I think it's quite remarkable you're going back and forth on the top of the steals list, which makes you one of the best two-way players. We think the McConnells are all offense. Tell us about defense.
Well, no, I'm definitely in a good position with the style of play we're playing this year. You know, we're pressing for 40 minutes, and, you know, that's right up my alley. I just get in the passing lanes. I just read the defense, and I just do whatever I can to help us win.
Number one in the offense and points scored, Duquesne is this year, right now. You're going back and forth with Richmond on that one as well. Tell me a little bit about your team. Like, if there were three things people needed to know about Duquesne, what would you say?
Relentless. I mean, our defense leads to our offense. You know, our transition is really hard to stop. We have a lot of assets all over the floor, one through five, and this year we have a little bit of a bench. So it's really nice that we have people that can come off the bench and contribute. They're young, but they're learning as we go. And I'm hoping by March, we're going to be playing our best basketball by then.
I mean, Megan, isn't this part of the reason why you chose to come back for your fifth year? You know, tell us a little bit about that decision-making, because, you know, you have options.
Yeah, I sit here and I reflect, and it's still probably going to be one of the best decisions I ever made. And I'm really happy with my decision, and I'll be even happier if we win an A-10 championship.
So on your Twitter heading, it says, prove them wrong. What does that mean? Where does that come from?
It's also my lock screen. Yeah. I've had that lock screen since my freshman year of college. Basically, I actually got that from my brother, TJ. when he was at Arizona, when we went out to visit him, his phone was facing up and I saw his lock screen and I asked him about it. And he was like, I won't change it until I accomplish everything I want to accomplish. And so that really stuck with me because especially his story, there were so many people that said he would never make it to the NBA.
Yeah.
And now he's been in it for 10 years now and he finally changed his lock screen. So when I got to college, people told me I couldn't play Duquesne. I was too small to play Division I. So I put that as my lock screen and I haven't changed it. And I'm going to continue to have it. And so every morning when I wake up, I'm reminded just to prove people wrong.
I kind of get chills over that because look what TJ has been able to accomplish. A smaller guard who changes the way they play, right? I mean, they can play vertically with him. They can play horizontally with someone else. It's a different look. Tell us a little bit about TJ's lock screen now. What does he have on there? And are you going to be following along when you're done?
I think it's his kids now. Now that he has a family. Yeah. I think it's his kids and his wife, which that's fine because, you know, he's made it. So for how many years he stayed consistent, it's his 10th year. So I think it was okay for him to change it now.
They love him with the Pacers. I heard that some of the coaches, especially Lloyd Pierce, speaking at a clinic this summer, and they were specifically talking about how valuable TJ is. How much did you enjoy that playoff run with the Pacers?
It was so much fun. That was like a core memory of mine. And it was nice because usually like during my season, I can't catch a game. So the only time I can is if they were to make a run in the playoffs, and they made one heck of a run and we were at every home game and it was unbelievable. My dad was able to go to Game 7 in Madison Square Garden when they played the Knicks. Yeah. And he said that's a game he'll remember for the rest of his life.
Wow. So
and
cool.
it was just unreal. The fans and just the atmosphere. Yeah. It was once in a lifetime experience.
So that's an easy transition for me from the Pacers to the Fever to Caitlin Clark to Clarkonomics to triple doubles. And what's this 24 points in 7 minutes? What do you think? You're Caitlin Clark, Jackie Stiles?
Not yet, no.
I mean, wow. I watched Jackie Stiles put 20 on a team in 5 minutes one time. I couldn't believe it. It was remarkable.
No, it's impressive. Yeah.
What? Tell me a little bit about that moment for you. 24 points in 7 minutes in December.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly didn't even realize that. I had no idea, but we were playing Canisius, and it was a pretty tight game. And I was like, we need to pick it up. We need to pick it up. So, you know, I was getting in the passing lanes, and it's just one three led to a layup off of a steal. And before you know it, the lead was 15, and then it went to like 25. They called a timeout, and I just kept getting the ball, and I was just letting it fly.
That is, I mean, I'm going back to search for that. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to Synergy. You know, our conversations about Synergy, we won't go that deep, but I'm going to check it out on Synergy. I'm really interested in it. I want to see it. I think it's just amazing. So let's talk a little bit of hoops. You know, one of the things that I know from watching you is, and not every point guard can do this, but shoulders over the thigh pads, kind of like a running back hitting that offensive line, right? You're constantly probing. You're always pushing. Tell me a little bit about why or how. How does that happen?
I just think basically if I get the rebound, it's pretty hard to stop me in transition. And so that way, if a lot of people are focused on me in transition while I'm pushing the ball, I'm able to pitch it ahead. You know, we have a really good backcourt with Journey and the way we trail in for three. So I kind of just think like, if I have the ball in transition, you either have to step up and stop me. And if you don't, I'm going to go get a layup. And then if not, I'm going to kick out to our shooters or our other attackers.
How about your improved three-point shot? How much time have you spent in the gym in just the last year working on your game?
If not every day or every other day. I mean, I'm always getting up shots before or after practice. Still, my dad still comes down and we get up at least 300 make threes. and we have a like practice player rebound, and we just have a cycle, and he'll come down like night before games or right after practice, and he'll help me with my shot. And I think just all those reps and like the repetition of that has helped me a lot.
I'm so impressed by everything, Megan, in your fifth year and all the things that you're doing. Duquesne right in the hunt right now. It's a great league. The A-10 has improved significantly in your 5 years. Can you just kind of give us a little bit of take on that? Because I do think it's a two-bid league this year, and there are some really good teams, including Duquesne, right in the middle.
Yeah. I mean, the A-10 is such a good league. I think it's a great conference. You know, every year it's like it's pretty balanced. You know, anyone can knock off anybody, especially this year. There's no one undefeated. So there's not one team just running through teams. Every game is a dogfight. And so you have to be prepared and you have to be playing your best. And if you're not, you're going to get knocked down. And that's what I love about this league. It's on any given night, anyone can beat anyone.
When people have big moments, they usually send a save the date. Okay. Your senior night at Duquesne has got to be one that is save the date for the entire clan, right? Every person that is a McConnell in the area has got to be figuring out. I mean, even maybe Susie and Kathy just scheduling their games around this moment. This has got to be absolutely amazing. Like when you save the date like this, people are usually getting married or, you know, this has got to feel like one of those moments for you. You know, we would love to talk to you before we get there. But if we don't get a chance because of your schedule, you know, give us a, you know, what your 5 years sum it up like. I know you got a lot of basketball left to play after Duquesne, but just what it's meant to you to be able to watch it during this time in the women's game.
Yeah, I mean, I'll never have enough thanks to give out to everybody at Duquesne that has helped me along the way. I mean, my heart and soul has been here for 5 years and my happiness. Overall, I wouldn't be the player or I wouldn't even have had the career that I've been having without my coaches or my teammates. So I'm just not ready to say goodbye to this chapter of my life, but I know everything has to come to an end eventually, but I'm just trying to soak it all in as much as I can right now.
Well, you are a pure joy to watch. You bring incredible joy to your teammates. You make the game easier for every single one of them. We love watching you play and we appreciate you being on the podcast with us. Megan McConnell, nothing but net, the star from Duquesne. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.